Hi, welcome to our Face the Issues podcast. We have three students right here. Do you guys want to introduce yourself?
I'm Sergio.
I'm Angela.
And I'm Jose.
And we're going to be talking about the Palestinian and Israeli conflict. So, what is one of the root causes of the conflict between the two sides?
The religion.
And what's the religious difference?
The Jews and the Muslims.
Okay, Jews and Muslims, and most Israelis, but not all, are Jewish. Most Palestinians are Muslim. How do they disagree religiously?
That God told them that it was their land, not theirs, and they said the same thing as the others.
Okay, so both sides have said God promised this land to us, and both sides lay claim to it. Do you guys feel like they're using religion to try to gain land, or do you feel like they're trying to gain land as a result of what they really believe religiously?
I think that they're mainly sticking up for their religious beliefs, but as a cause of that, they're kind of using it to gain more land.
Do you think that they would tell you that if they were here?
I think they would not. I think they would say that, you know, God promised them that land. But even after so many agreements in which they have an opportunity to share the land, the promised land, they still, like, I feel that it has not become, like, more of a thing of who gets to keep the whole land.
Okay. Are there any other disagreements or differences between the two that cause conflict?
There's the debate whether which of them is actually a country.
Okay.
And that has to do with their allies and the way other countries look at them.
Okay. Both sides feel like they're being threatened right now, right? The Palestinians feel like the Israelis want to get rid of them, take them out, kick them out. The Israelis feel like all the Muslim countries are ganging up on them and they want to take them over. How does that sense of feeling like you're a victim lead you toward more violence against others?
Well, it's a natural reaction to respond in a violent way when you feel threatened.
Okay.
It happens in all over nature. Humans are no exception. So, as a way of like trying to protect themselves, they usually end up being that thing that was threatening them, the person that they end up committing the same thing that was threatening them.
And it's kind of a paradox. By trying hard not to be like that, they become the very thing they're trying not to be.
By looking for justice, they're the ones that cause the unfairness.
Do you think there's any hope, and this goes to any of you guys, is there any hope for peace between the Palestinians and the Israelis?
I don't think so, because some people are racist to other kinds of people. For example, Muslims might be racist to Jews, and then they won't get along. And if their sons, we aren't racist to the kind they are, they will convince them that to be more racist to them, that they did this, they did that, but they're not really telling them of what they really did.
And so it becomes a part of how you raise, right? It becomes a cycle that you can't get out of. What do you think, Sergio? Is there hope for peace between the two different sides?
I think, yeah, if they like accept each other and just share the land, they could be peaceful with each other.
What would it take for them to do that?
Just to share the land and to stop the violence.
Okay. What do you think, Angela?
I think that, going on to what Sergio said, I think that that has already been initiated so many times and it ends up not working, because like how Jose said, it's been the way that they have been raised. This has been going on for years and years. The conflicts go back so far back, and it goes back to the religious side.
Okay, and so it's such a deep part of their
history
and their culture and what they believe that it's almost impossible. When you guys think about the Palestinian-Israeli conflict and the violence that goes on, is there anything new that you've learned in studying this that you didn't know before?
That it was going on.
Okay, so you really didn't even know about it. Why do you think you hadn't learned much about this conflict between the two different groups?
maybe it's just not that important to us, not to them.
And do you still feel that it's not that important?
Yes, I do.
Okay, why?
Because it's their problem, not ours. We're most part of this is mostly all Catholics and Christians. But that's my opinion.
Okay. And what do you think, Angela? Why do you think it's been so quiet? There hasn't been much about it.
I think that because it's been going on for so many years that, like, it doesn't really get the importance that it used to. But I think that it should, because it does pertain to us in a certain way. Like, that conflict could happen to this country between any two races or religions in any time.
Okay. And what do you think, Sergio? Why has it not been covered that much?
I think, I don't know, because they're our allies, so we should hear more about it, but we don't.
And do you think it's because it's just, like Angela said, it's not a big news story, not that important to most people?
Yeah.
Do you think it could ever become more important to us?
Yeah, if it gets too out of hand and they start, like, attacking allies instead of the country directly, then it'll become a problem to us.
Okay. All right, well, I appreciate your guys' comments. Thanks a lot. And thank you to whoever is listening to our Face the Issue podcast. Have a nice day. Do you guys want to say goodbye?
Bye.
All right.